throwing it down.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 in Texas at that same number. You know, Evan, I want to switch over now, and I want to thank former Alderman Bob Donovan, yes, and candidate for mayor, for joining us. Man, this, you know, I've been talking about the cost of pharmaceutical medications, man.
Yeah.
And today, 40 House Democrats demand Congress swiftly cut drug prices. Let me try to get people to understand. I don't understand why we as Americans don't fight this scourge and don't think it's worth fighting. And why we're so silent on it. It should be right at the top of all the issues that we are fighting in this country. Should be that. This is Bernie Sanders today.
Yeah.
How many more Americans have to die and suffer before Congress has the guts to end this greed? Senate Budget Committee Chair Bernie Sanders asked, noting the new analysis of price hikes. The lawmakers let us similarly emphasize the need for immediate action. We cannot overstate the paramount urgency of fulfilling the promise of lowering drug prices for the American people. The letter concludes. Now, they're counting on us. Now, 40 Democrats have decided and demanded that, you know, we do something about these prices. But at the same time, there are Democrats who are opposed to that.
Clearly, because, only 40, huh?
Representative Scott Peters, a Democrat from California, received the most money of any member of Congress with $63,900 in contributions in the first half of the year. The outlet found. Next in line was Senator Robert Menendez, who I've had respect for.
Yeah.
Who accepted $50,000, the most of any senator this year, despite not facing reelection until 2024.
It makes me gag, so, man. It's open corruption. They're buying votes. It's horrible.
I know, but our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I get animated about this. Listen to this, man. So I take a drug called lisinopril.
Yeah.
And it's for high blood pressure. And listen to the increase in the price of that so far this year. There's something profoundly wrong in America when a company like Alexlin can raise the price of a generic drug to treat high blood pressure, lisinopril, by 536% to $550, says Bernie Sanders, chair of the Senate Budget Committee. So a generic pill,
mm-hmm,
with all the people in this country who have high blood pressure, they raised that from $6.17 to $549.85, man.
A drug that's used to treat a malady that 116 million Americans have. One out of two adults have high blood pressure.
So Evan, come on, man. I mean, and those are just a couple. That's just a couple of the things that we're talking about. Why? I'm calling you out. The listening audience, why are we not up in arms?
I know, you know, part of you, it, man.
If you're blessed enough to have grandparents and great grandparents, mm-hmm, and you're not as young as Evan, you know, but there are young people in Evan's demographic who unfortunately have to deal,
yeah,
with drugs.
Yeah.
Why are we allowing this?
I know
you can tell me about Russia and China.
Nah, nothing like that.
And you can tell me, and you can tell me about North Korea being our enemies, but I'm not concerned about them being our enemies. I'm worried about the enemies inside of Washington, D.C., the folk that we've elected to look out for us. What is Tom always talks about money in politics, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tom from California.
I'd love to
That's
hear
what
from
this
him.
Is. You know, I mean, I don't. Lisinopril.
And we're very purposely separated from the cost of our drugs with insurance. That's sort of one of, it's the double edge of insurance. You don't have to think about it. This stuff happens behind a curtain, and we, oh, it's up.
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, Evan, I'm thinking that the American people aren't aware of this.
Yeah.
Not enough of the American people are aware of it. And it's not, you're not going to see it on nightly news, you know, every night.
Ah, they underwrite ABC, NBC, Fox, all of it. Yeah.
you know, man, it is more than, you know, so let's walk through this a little bit.
Yeah.
So if all of those medications have increased, and many of them, they said a total of 893 drugs over the same period last year, drug makers raised prices by an average of 4.5% on 893 drugs. And so far through January 20th this year, they've raised the prices 6.6% on 866 drugs. Help me do the math, Evan. 6.6% and 4.5% is 11% that they've raised it since December to January. In 2 months.
And it's a compound interest. You know, as time goes
yes.
on, those percentages represent more and a bigger slice of that pie. It's, hey, they got to keep up with inflation, Earl. Oh, it's insane. It's insane to see them doing this.
Look, man, every time I go into Walgreens, the lines are through the store
yeah.
with people getting prescriptions. Some getting 5-6 prescriptions.
Yep.
The medications are prescribed by doctors. Okay? I mean, I can't walk in and say, hey, you know, I need some lisinopril. Well, they'll say, what? Who? Not without a prescription. Well, but I need some lisinopril. Well, they're not going to respond to me. I'm not going to get any lisinopril.
We don't know. We don't know
maybe
well
Evan.
Enough.
Maybe they'll give Evan some,
oh,
but they're
I
not going to give me any. okay, but my point is, so it goes through the medical system. The doctors prescribe the medication, and it can't be what part in this are they benefiting from?
I mean, I imagine it to be that cynical side says that they're getting kickbacks, that they're paid.
I know. Okay,
right,
so
you say
that tongue in cheek to be cynical. But man,
it's real.
It's more to it than being cynical.
It's real.
Yes, it's real.
And it's everywhere. I mean, what we really need is to be more attached to what these drugs cost, to be more involved, for us to see it. Even if we're only paying, you know, our insurance premium, we got to see what are we paying for here so people understand.
But what I'm saying is it should not be you and I enough to deal with in our own lives every day, just trying to make it in this society mm-hmm. today. And that somebody's not taking advantage of you with a credit card that says 0% interest. And then you read the small print and the interest is compounded and the interest winds up being, you know, 50%.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to trust somebody. And so we should be trusting in a representative government, Evan.
That's us.
You're man, listen, you're a brilliant cat. You know politics. In a representative government, it means that somebody is supposed to be looking out for your best interest, right?
By definition, yes.
Okay, so we vote for people because we can't go. I can't go to Madison. Well, I can't go to Madison, but I can't go to the Capitol
yeah.
and talk to the congressmen and senators and say, hey, why don't y'all address what's happening to me right now with my lisinopril?
They'll just smiley glad hand you.
No, they won't even let you anywhere around there.
Yeah.
You know, the response would be, who is you? Okay. Well, you know, well, listen, not who are you, who is you?
You look
because,
scary.
Yeah, I'm saying, listen, we want answers to why in a representative country that we are being taken advantage of by the corporate barons of our country. Don't tell me about the greatness of our country. This is where I fall out with people.
Me too, though.
Because people want to tell me, oh, well, we live in the greatest nation on earth.
Oh, it's all chest thumping and just like ideology. When at the end of the day, America is that struggle to achieve. It's the, you know, the downtrodden and hungry.
Listen,
being able to get what they need. That's America.
I'm not saying that there's anywhere else in the world I'd rather live. Don't
me neither.
Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. What I'm saying is all of us need to fight this beast and make it what it says it's supposed to be. And yes, I'm referring to the nation as a beast, because what else can you be when you see all of these people who need and who have high blood pressure and whose bodies are ravished and the pain that's brought on their families after they leave here earlier than they should.
Decades
because
earlier.
Because we also have a nation that does not protect the food supply that the people eat, which causes the high blood pressure and causes the need for medication. Come on, Evan.
Yeah, oh, man. Oh, it's fascism, though. Don't tell me what to eat. You told me not to eat Twinkies for dinner. Well, now I'm going to.
But I'm saying, man, all of those things are tied in together to make our lives, more in jeopardy. You know, we can talk about, and everybody's talking about, well, we got to put some, you know, Russia and what's going on at the border, and we got to deal with that. No. I'm not saying that's not an issue. But that pales in comparison to what's happening inside of our own borders with a nation that is allowing the citizens to be gouged by other Americans who live inside of the country, the wealthy amongst us, to gouge the citizenry. Which one is worse? Well, you know, we need more nuclear weapons because we have to protect the citizens.
We got to give an extra $25 billion to the Pentagon. They'll do something with it.
Hey, man, protect me. Don't protect me from Russia. The Russians like to live. They like breathing air.
I mean, protect me from Russia by all means. But this prevailing notion that the government can't multitask.
Let me explain what I mean. Don't tell me you have to spend all the money on nuclear weapons to protect me from the Chinese. The last time I checked, the Chinese love waking up every morning.
It's true.
They love eating, sleeping, and doing all the other things that all of us enjoy doing as human beings. Don't tell me that the resources have to be spent on, you know, protecting us from people who enjoy living too. And even though they may have some weapons, they're not quick to pull the trigger because they know the outcome. But protect me from predators inside of my own country.
Thank you.
I mean, that's for Democrats and Republicans.
If you've noticed, it's interesting. This last couple days, this hasn't been, Democrats versus Republicans. We're talking about something a little bit more nuanced when it comes to the well-being of our country. It sort of it sheds that political, you know, cloak. It just ditches that dead weight, and we're talking about people being healthy and happy, and the conversation changes.
Oh man. So why is it so difficult for our leadership in Washington, D.C. to do what's right? I don't understand. You know, we deal with children and we try to rear children and teach them the difference between right and wrong at a very young age.
Yeah, to be compassionate, all that
stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
But now we've got these adults in these positions of leadership. Bob Menendez ought to be ashamed of himself.
I was thinking about it yesterday. These people benefited from a system that doesn't exist anymore. So they're in a position of power. They're saying, well, I was able to do it. I was able to make a life for myself and my family. And they're either intentionally or ignorantly missing the point entirely that that system doesn't exist anymore.
There's no question, Evan, that even with elections coming up, we really need to be careful about who you give your vote to.
That's right.
Democrat, Republican, conservative is like voting for Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. You'll catch hell with all three.
Woo!
We got to get out of here. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later. See you later, Evan.
Take care, my friend.
All right. Going down. Oh, time is truly wasted.